Another thing I notice is that people want to support America, but usually it's double the cost, right? And the goal of this, the whole goal of this Stop Light Go is for that to be, we save or we shop and save, share and earn. So the whole goal is for it to be cost effective, just like an Amazon or a Walmart or anything like that, but to be here in the US. So
Nice.
very excited about the mission of the company is to that pricing, because that's what everybody, when it comes down at the end of the day,
It's
you
all
can
about the
say you
money, yeah.
support America. Yeah, you can say you support American products, but if it's $10 cheaper, you're probably going to go somewhere else.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
In this episode, I get to speak with Phil Harrington. He is a seasoned sales expert with over 30 years of experience. We delve into the world of networking, discussing effective cold calling strategies, the importance of leveraging common interests, and building authentic relationships. Phil shares invaluable insights and actionable tips on how to make meaningful connections that drive business growth and success. Whether you're a seasoned networker or just starting, this episode offers practical advice to elevate your networking game. Stay tuned for valuable insights and actionable tips coming your way.
Phil, thanks so much for coming back, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's been some time since you last spoke on the podcast episodes earlier. I think it was maybe last year that we had the conversation. You were working with some really amazing products, some really amazing. Basically, we talked about mastering cold calling because you're almost a master of cold calling and mastering, transforming the sales game. Because what's the worst that can happen when somebody talks to you? They're either going to say a yes or a no.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of people are afraid to say anything because they don't know what to say. If they're scripted and they know what to say, then they can get over that hump of the fear. So, yeah. So in my sales career, it's been 30 plus years. I've done the telemarketing, I've done the cold calling, I've done the networking. What's worked the best has been the networking to really
The
build those
networking part of it all, yeah.
relationships. Yeah. So
No,
the bit.
that's really powerful. And you're right, having a script totally helps, especially when I'm creating video content. If I have a script, if I have a bullet points, it makes it a lot easier for me to have a conversation on that topic, as opposed to when I'm trying to have a phone conversation. Just like this podcast episode, right? I've been done it's doing it for so many times that I have a script, I have a flow, a run of the show that I follow, and makes it a lot easier for me to have that conversation.
Yes. That makes sense. That makes sense. So we could talk about networking. That's
Yeah,
what I'm a pro at.
absolutely.
So I'm out here in Boise, Idaho, and I'm known as Phil the Connector. I've probably done about 2,500 one-to-ones in the last 5 years.
That's amazing.
And I've noticed what I'll notice is some patterns. So let's say you're in a wellness type business, that I introduce you to other wellness people. So it speeds up your networking. But I think what a lot of people do is they try to join lots and lots of groups, but you only really need to join one and utilize the membership you have. Like, I join groups so I can have a commonality with the person that I'm talking to. So let's take the chamber, for example. Every business owner in America probably joins the chamber thinking, okay, they're going to bring me business. You need to take it upon yourself to take that list and call all those people and say, hey, I just joined the chamber. And now that you have a commonality, they will listen to you. You have a better opportunity. So when I join organizations, I'm usually joining organizations for the list. So I get access to the list, then I can call people and I could say, hey, I'm with X organization like you are. Let's have a conversation. And then people are more open to having that conversation. It's no longer a cold call, it becomes a warm call.
You're so right, because when I wanted to become a beekeeper, I joined other beekeepers and I can then call them like, hey, you're a beekeeper, I'm a beekeeper. Let's talk and figure out how we can help each other, or what does it take to be a good beekeeper? Can I come check out your hives? Can I come check out what you're doing? So then that's the commonality. And I think I've had a guest on the podcast where he's a realtor, but he loves playing soccer. So he's hanging out and playing soccer with these other folks. And one person like, hey, I'm looking for this commercial property, blah, blah, blah. He's like, guess what? I know the exact property because I'm a realtor and I have access to that listing. So you didn't make that connection so much easier. My God, that totally changes this perspective of cold calling, because you're right, it is a warm call. Mm-hmm. And why it's so much easier for me to talk about podcasting with other brand new people that I've never talked to before, but now we have a commonality of them being wanting to be a guest on my podcast. We could talk about a certain topic and it's not a cold call anymore.
Yeah. I hear all the time people say, I need prospects. I need customers. And they're always like, when are they going to come to me? And there's a number out there. It's 91% of advertising. 91% of your business comes from talking to the person, not your advertising. Only 9% of your business actually comes from advertising. So people focus on, here, let's go get a website and let's go pay all these marketers to market my business, but they don't know who you are. So calling them, joining organizations and things like that really brings that commonality for you.
Man, that's so powerful. Let's say, so I've joined multiple organizations, I'm part of multiple groups, and I found commonalities. For example, I'm hanging out with live streamers. We're talking about gear. We're talking about tech. We're talking about stuff to do when you're live streaming, or I'm part of other podcasting groups. Let's say I joined an entrepreneur group. What are some of the things people should think about when they're talking or starting that conversation?
I think definitely setting down one at a time with people and talking to them. And then when you get into that conversation, remember that it's not a sales pitch. Remember that conversation is all about the other person. Even if they take up the entire hour talking about themselves, what you've just done is created trust, even though you don't even know them, right? So let them talk first. And normally the conversation about a half an hour in, it seems, is the number. They'll go, hey, I've been talking all this time. What about you? Now they're very open to hearing what you have. And so I always try to create value, even if somebody doesn't buy from me or anything like that. I'm always going to make some sort of connection and grow their business. So just adding value and making sure that you remember that those meetings are not sales pitches. They're one-to-ones to get to know the person.
We're just trying to get to know the person so you have a better understanding. And if you know somebody, because what happens when people talk about themselves, you start placing them, oh, I know this guy that can help him. I know this guy that can help and connect them with other people. So and that makes sense. You're Phil the connector, because you're letting them talk and tell you about what they're going through. So then you can say, hey, I know this person that can help you in this space.
Yes. And I always take notes and I do it right in front of them. Although, hey, I'm going to go and take some notes because I want to make sure that I understand exactly what you do. And I'll say something like, if I don't understand what it is that they do, I'll say, can you give me an example of the last three customers you had? So that way I can really get in the head of who their customer is. Yeah. And it's so crazy. Usually within a week to a couple of weeks, I'll meet someone that they need to meet and then I'll make that connection. So it's very interesting.
Man, that's really powerful. Now, going about networking, you're creating those connections, you're talking to the right people, and you're essentially doing the same thing our brains do, right? You have an idea, you got neurons firing, connecting to another idea, and then you're bringing those things together. And I think networking is not just a technical term anymore, because it comes from that networking or talking to other people in the same space or a new space.
Yes, I agree. And then like I was saying before, it's a lot easier to get that appointment with somebody if you have a commonality, which is the group, the Facebook group, the whatever. But getting in front, you go to your local market. There's plenty of business out there. Everybody always thinks, I need to join everything. You don't need to. If there's plenty of business probably in your hometown, unless you live in a small town.
And I think you're so right, because people need to think about, okay, how many people do I need to sell to? or mm-hmm. what's my number for the month, right? Let's say it's 10K, 20K. Okay, how many people do I need to talk to get to that number? And then you, I just need to talk to 100 people a day or 100 people a week or 100 people a month. That will fill up my calendar, because if that there's a conversion rate of 3% of the 100 people, you made that connection and you don't need a whole lot of people for you to mm-hmm. last for a whole year.
Yeah, I think you have to, exactly. You need to find your tribe, your people, the people that think the way you do and want to work with you. You don't need everybody. You just need your people.
And how does somebody go find their people besides going out and reaching, talking to them?
I'm going to go ahead and use BNI because it's the largest networking group in the world. Mm-hmm. What's really nice about COVID is it forced a lot of those BNI groups online. So for example, I'm in a BNI group. I am in Boise, Idaho, but I'm in mm-hmm. a BNI group in New York. Nice. And the reason I joined them is because they're 100% online. Then I found all the other cities. So it's very simple. You just type in like Texas BNI and you'll see all these groups that are permanently online and you can go visit all those groups. So like that membership alone is so valuable because as soon as you say you're with BNI, they trust you because they do a background thing and call your references and stuff. So
yeah, they go through a whole process, or you have to go through a whole process to be part of that community. And now you're part of the community and they trust you much more than if they were to just talk to some random person off the street.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Finding the right guest or podcast can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack, unless you bring a magnet. And thanks to Podmatch, a service that automatically attracts your ideal interview guests to your podcast. I've enjoyed using Podmatch for Hacks and Hobbies and interviewed over 100 fantastic guests from this platform alone. Head on over to hacksandhobbies.com/podmatch to save time and find your perfect match. Check out Podmatch today. Again, go to hacksandhobbies.com/podmatch or tap on the link in the show notes.
And I love that so much. So talking about networking, talk about another level of networking is networking products or networking products. Did I say that twice? You've got this amazing background with the SIE, Barry. Tell me about this product and why you are associating yourself with it.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Dr. John Harmon, he here in Boise, Idaho, helped me out with a lot of things. And we became friends just like through networking. And he sent me an email and said, hey, this company is going to be the next Amazon with commission. And I'm like, and I really get excited about new things. And I get excited about things that are going to have no ceiling to your income type thing. Sure. So I said, okay, let's take a look at it. So I took a look at it. I've been involved now since April. Mm-hmm. And our hero product is getting ready to come out. So probably by the time you hear this episode, it'll already be out. It'll be out in early January of 2020. But anyways, the history behind this is Monavi in the early 2000s was a superfood drink. They had figured out a way to flash freeze those 19 superfruits so you'd get the health benefits from it. And they saw all sorts of things, people's backaches, knee aches, any type of aches went away. A lot of times they saw health, just overall health better, right? I can't speak to it directly because I've never had it yet, but from the past, they went like gangbusters. They went from $0 to $2 billion in sales in 6 years.
Wow.
And it's all because of Brig Hart, H-A-R-T. He's the number one network marketer in history. And it's because he has a system, right? But anyways, so they grew that company to that. And then for some reason, I don't have the details, but for some reason, they changed the formula. So when they changed the formula, it stopped working as well. So people identify Monavi that know about it either as the one that worked or the one that didn't work. So Brig Hart retained the rights to the original formula. Uh-huh. And so he took that formula and improved on it. And now this that's coming out has 30 super fruits and some other stuff for joint health, longevity, what have you. And you'll see now, you see there, it's in a little packet and you'll be able to just dump that in your water and drink it once or twice a day. And that should be all the vitamins your body needs. And they say you're going to see, you'll see improvement. It's got, I think it's got 34 patents on it, and you'll see improvement within 3 to 7 days. You're going to start feeling better.
Wow. Yeah. Usually they talk about 30 days to 60 days, you'll see improvement. This is a much more accelerated improvement for sure.
And so it's going to be an exclusive product through a company called Stoplight Go. So think of Stoplight Go as a Uber came in and disturbed the taxi, and then Airbnb came and disturbed those industries. So this is a platform. It's going to be US-based manufacturers, and they want to go head to head with Amazon. So they're coining it as Amazon with commission. So it'll be an exclusive Stoplight Go product. So our little saying there is drink it, feel it, share it. So people that taste it, they say 1 out of 5 people will go, hey, I'll go ahead and order. And then they just keep reordering because they're getting the benefit.
That's really cool, man. I love that on what it's able to do for the body and how their business model is really direct to consumer. It's direct to the consumer. And so there's no middleman, and anybody that's moving the product, like for example, yourself or other people working with it, they make the commission on bringing the traffic to the products or the companies.
Yeah. You know, one of the easiest ways to grow a company like that is with a solid product that actually works. Mm-hmm. And I watched the interview with the formulator the other day, and he's been in the industry for 30 some years. And he said this was the most complicated and satisfying product he's ever put together. Nice. Because with it having 40 ingredients, then it's like, it'll be very hard to knock off. And that's what he's very proud of. And then it's, again, guys, it's here in the US. We're manufacturing everything in the US. So that's very exciting to bring that money back here.
No, that's really cool. One thing about manufacturing in the US, one of the things that we're lacking right now is enough skilled workers. Because yes, we want to bring in all those jobs back to the US. But the problem is, we've had an issue of people going and learning the skills or you know, spending time, because I think it was all a status quo. Oh, you got to have everybody wanted the big jobs, right? The status jobs where they want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a big name something. And what happens with that is that you start to decrease the workforce that's then enabled or that's then required to build the factories, to build the machinery, to build the infrastructure that will then support the manufacturing in the States.
Yeah. And another thing, and that's totally true, but another thing I notice is that people want to support America, but usually it's double the cost, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole goal of this Stoplight Go is for that to be, shop and save, share and earn. So the whole goal is for it to be cost effective, just like an Amazon or a Walmart or anything like that, but to be here in the US. So very excited about the mission of the company is to that pricing. Because that's what everybody, when it comes down at the end of the day, America. Yeah, you can say you support American products, but if it's $10 cheaper, you're probably going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's always the case, no matter what. It all comes down to how much money is in your pocket and how much you can spend on it. Mm-hmm. This was a lot of fun learning about this product, learning about the company and the mission and how they're coming together to creating these products in the US, providing it for the US. And I think not just the Acai product, there's other products that they have you can.
And we'll eventually be in 12 to 15 different categories. The goal is to have hundreds of thousands of products.
Yeah.
And so as the years go by, he's doing a 50-year plan. So he wants to be around forever.
That's amazing, man. How can people learn more about this product? Do you have some links for us to go to?
Sure. I'll put the links at the bottom. It'll go right to the Acai page. They can read all about the product and even order it for a month and see if you like it. And if it's for you, then put yourself on auto ship and go from there.
Nice, man. I love it. Thank you so much, because we've been bringing a lot of people on the podcast that are talking about health products, and it's without our health, there's nothing, right? When you're not healthy, you're focused on getting better and getting healthy. So if you're able to curb that problem ahead of time, then you can absolutely live a longer life and help others in getting there faster. So this is a pretty awesome product. Thank you so much for sharing.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Phil, it's always a pleasure talking with you. If there's anything that I can do to help with any other areas of a business that you're running, we're here and can't wait to talk with you in the future.
All right. Thanks for having me again.
You got it, man.
Talk soon.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode on Hacks and Hobbies. We absolutely appreciate your contribution. You can find additional notes on hacksandhobbies.com. Please share the podcast with your friends and tell them what you learned about our guest today.